Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Ben. Did you know that all of us who follow Jesus are called to be storytellers? Take a moment and think. If someone asked you today to tell the story of Jesus, where would you begin? For 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to many people, teaching them about the kingdom of God. When it was time for him to ascend to heaven, he told his disciples what to expect next in the story. He said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension were the beginning of a new story for the church. And the Holy Spirit enabled those who had seen Jesus to tell his story and to pass it on. Because of their witness, now you are a part of the story, and you're called to keep telling it, to keep sharing in the power of the Spirit the things that you've heard and seen Jesus do. Commit in the days ahead to telling that story. Witnessing doesn't need to be scary. It's as simple as telling the people you love about important things that have happened in your life because of Jesus. Thank Jesus now for giving you a story to share. Pray with me. God, thank you for weaving me into the story you're telling. Give me confidence and sensitivity and grace and courage to tell others about you, who you are, and what you've done for me and for all of us. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Inspire me and speak through me. Let me see your love spread ever further from my neighborhood to my city, to my nation, and to the world. Amen. Witnessing isn't hard. It's simply telling others what you've seen, telling the story of how God has changed your life. Tell someone today. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.